For our reflection today, I'm particularly interested in Christ's response to the scribe. Jesus says to the scribe, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." What I want to do today is to take up this last verse of our gospel passage today, Mark chapter 12, verse 34, and do a short teaching on it. Jesus says, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." This response is both a compliment and a challenge. Remember that before now, the scribes who came to Jesus came because they wanted to pin him down and find something to implicate him and kill him. But this man came with all honesty and sincerity to seek the path that will lead him to the kingdom of God. And when Jesus saw his honesty and sincerity, he told him the truth that he should know. "You are not far from the kingdom of God. You are doing very well, but I think there is something that you need to do more." What is it that prevents this honest scribe from fully entering the kingdom of God? The obvious answer is the fact that he is yet to confess that Jesus is Lord and Savior. For the Jews, to get into the kingdom of God, you need to keep the commandment. But Jesus came to help us understand that it is not just the commandment, but the relationship with him, because he is the one mediator between God and man. And he was inviting this man to a personal relationship with him. "You've done everything well, but there is something else. You are not far from the kingdom of God." And Jesus Christ is the kingdom of God, because wherever he is, he has the fullness of God's kingdom, God's presence, the angels, and all the choirs of heaven. So this scribe needed just to make that confession that Jesus is Lord. I think, like this scribe, some of us are not far from the kingdom, but not in the sense that we are yet to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. We make that confession almost every day, especially at Mass when we recite the Creed. Let me share some characteristics of those who are not far from the kingdom of God with you. Perhaps it may help us identify with this scribe and make the necessary next good decision about our salvation. Five characteristics of those who are not far from the kingdom. They possess considerable knowledge of Scripture. We know that for you to be a scribe, you are an expert in the Torah. And some of us, for the many years that we've been Christian, we have a considerable knowledge of Scripture. It means that you make a candid confession of their belief. Like I said, we do that. We profess the faith. We recite the creed every Sunday. They have strong convictions about sin. And that is why we run to confession when we fall into sin, because we know that we don't want to be in this space. We want to get it right with God. They have a desire to amend their lives. That is why many of us are in church today, because we want to grow. We want to please God. And number five, they have partially reformed. Yes, there is that change, that transformation. We have, in a certain sense, left our old life, and we are embracing the new life in Christ. But we have not made one final decisive decision about our relationship with Christ. And there are three reasons why this happened, why we have not been able to give our whole life to the Lordship of Jesus. And there are three reasons that I want to share with you this morning. The first is procrastination. We sometimes think we have time and we can get this done tomorrow, or we sometimes think we can come to confession and when we are really free. It is not very healthy for our spirituality. Number two is lingering love of the world. Why we have not given our hearts completely to Jesus is because we still love the world more than we love God and our salvation. St. Francis de Sales, in his book, Introduction to the Devout Life, says that many Christian affection, for we still love our sins, and that is why we are where we are. We have not made that final decision, that final entrance into the kingdom of God. And he gave the example of the Israelites who left Egypt while they were in the wilderness. They were still thinking about the melon and the garlic and the onions that they missed in Egypt. And that kept them away from really experiencing the glory of God and what God wants to do for them. And it happens in our lives too. We still have that strong affection for sin. And it's something that we need to deal with so that we cannot just be near the kingdom. Jesus wants us to be in the kingdom so that we are completely in his grace and love. Number three reason, believe that we are already Christians. That I come to church, I receive communion, I go to confession, and we want to say, oh, I think I'm okay. And that can be also very risky. To be near the kingdom of God is not a permanent experience. And that is the reason why Jesus told him, it was not just a compliment, but a challenge. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Because Jesus wants him to make a final decision. Because being near the kingdom is not a permanent experience. It is necessarily transitional. It must pass over into either going on and into the kingdom or going further away from it. So if you are near the kingdom, you're not going to be there forever, because you either make effort to get in, and if you are not making effort, you will go further away from the kingdom. And that is why Jesus said, you are not far from the kingdom. You need to make that final decision. And that is the same message for you and I. We are probably in a space in our relationship with Jesus where we are still thinking about it. He says, if you don't make this decision that you've come this far with me, you're going to go further away, because this experience is not permanent. Let us not give in to the fact or the feeling that Jesus is asking too much from us. He is just being honest with us, because he knows how risky it is to remain at the level of not being far from the kingdom of God. Now listen to Christ. Convictions not acted on die. That is why he wants us to make the decision. If you remain at that space and we don't act on our convictions, it dies. Truth not followed out fade. If we receive all the truth about God and we don't follow it, it fades. It doesn't make any meaning to us over time. Impressions resisted are harder to be made. When we receive grace, we receive inspiration, and we don't work on it, we can't get that blessing easy again. It comes very difficult to get it back. Obstacles increase with time, and that is true. When we don't make a complete decision that for Jesus it is forward ever and backward ever, we allow ourselves to be attacked by more obstacles in our relationship with Jesus. So the obstacles begins to increase with time. The habit of lingering becomes strengthened. And this is so true. You experience it again and again. When we keep repeating a particular sin or we have a particular habit, we lose the power to overcome them, because the habit of lingering becomes strengthened. We lose the power. So unless you are in the kingdom, you are out. That is what Jesus is saying to us today. As we approach the end of the liturgical year, the church invites us to reflect on our journey with the Lord and make our yes to the Lord a decisive one. Today is the 31st Sunday of the year, ending up this liturgical year. And so it is good that we look deep into our life and see how far we have come with the Lord. Is the Lord asking me to make that final, complete decision, a decisive one? And I think it is very necessary. And so I'd like us to do a very short exercise to remind ourselves of that need to make a decisive decision so that whatever is happening to us, we know that we have a focus. And so turn to the person sitting next to you and say this to him or her. With Jesus, it is forward ever and backward never. With Jesus, it is forward ever and backward never. With Jesus, it is forward ever and backward never. Can I hear you say that? With Jesus, it is forward ever and backward never. God bless you.